It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to the show. It's episode 60. We made it. I don't know how much of a milestone this is, but it's an even number, so that's always some kind of milestone, anything with a zero at the end. Today's episode is going to primarily be about the Mad Tea Party, which is really a special little dance party with a live band and DJs and dancers held at California Adventure on the backstage part of the Hollywood Street. It's a really cool show. I enjoy it quite a bit more than electronica, although I know there were some fans of electronica. That was never really my cup of tea. I like a live band better. And this is actually a number of live bands. There's quite a few different people in this, and I've got a little report later to give you a little bit more information about that, including something that was really hard to dig up. I've got the name of one of the Mad Hatters. So I'll be telling you that here just a little later. Now, next up, I've got a report from the Luigi's Flying Tires that I recorded here just this last Wednesday. So here's me.
Hey, Podketeers. I'm sitting over here by Luigi's Flying Tires. When I got here, I stopped off at the entrance to the Grand Californian there by Disney 365 at Downtown Disney. And on my little iPod Touch, I was reading the Mice Chat page. And they had a note in there that they had done some work on Luigi's Flying Tires. Now, I talked to the ride operator, and he was telling me that pretty much the main thing they did was just get rid of the beach balls, those big red, green, and white beach balls that they had out there. It kind of takes away a little bit of the ambiance, but I don't think it hurts anything. They were telling me there were people who were actually saying that they broke their wrist hitting a beach ball. If you're in that bad of shape, maybe you shouldn't be at Disneyland. But anyway, they said that they had taken a joystick out and the supporting structure earlier to lighten the load. Now, on Mice Chat, it said something about that they took some of the tire off of it. Now, I don't recall what it looked like well enough to notice any difference, but I really don't see where that anything like that's been removed. But it's hard to say. But I have to say, looking at them, they do seem to be faster. They appear faster. Now, I don't know if they pumped up the air or if it's just since the beach balls aren't out there, people are paying attention to steering the tires. I think that's probably what it is, mainly. The beach balls were a distraction. I think that it's better without them. But I definitely see a lot of smiles, and they said one of the reasons they got rid of the beach balls is there was a lot of rider dissatisfaction with the ride. So if that was the problem, I see a lot of smiles out there. So, and also one other thing I had heard that they were encouraging people to ride one rider to a tire if you really wanted it to move. Now, watching the riders out here, it seems like the heavier riders are actually doing better. there were a couple of very good-sized ladies in one of these. The two of them barely fit in the tire, and they had that thing just whipping around, whacking into people. So the weight isn't a problem, apparently. And I saw one that had a young lady, and it looked like she couldn't have weighed more than 120 pounds, and it wasn't going nowhere. So I'd say that the more weight, the better, it has the appearance of to me. Okay, well, that's my flying tire report. On with the show.
Well, unless you're amazingly dense, you probably figured out that that music right there was from the Mad Tea Party Band at California Adventure. Now, I've got a few notes here. It's the Mad Tea Party at California Adventure is the latest in a line of summer dance parties to hit the park. The event mixes live music, lights, dancing, and adult beverages in a family-safe environment, and that's questionable. At a Disney theme park. It officially opened on June the 15th, although it was open for a couple of weeks before that, sort of like a soft opening, they call it. The Mad Tea Party offers an energetic mix of live bands and DJs. Disneyland talent and casting director Stan Freeze put this band together. And it's known as, of course, the Mad Tea Party Band. It's made up of six rotating members that are all dressed as Alice in Wonderland characters. They're not dressed in the classic animated Alice style. They look more like something out of the Tim Burton Alice film. Now, their set includes classics like Don't Stop Believing by Journey and I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles, and modern songs like Just Dance by Lady Gaga. They're basically a cover band with neon costumes. They're really talented, and they're well worth seeing. I've spent quite a bit of time trying to discover the real names of the band members, and I was able to come up with one of them. One of the Mad Hatters is a really talented local musician named John Flanagan. He has a 7-song album titled Pretty Lies. It's available out on the internet. He also performs with the Wayne Foster Entertainment Group, who I haven't heard of before, but that was off of his LinkedIn page. Now, the aforementioned version of I Saw Her Standing There, it by itself is worth a trip out to the park, I think. It's really worth listening to. And it's not just a copy of the Beatles song. It has a completely different beat and cadence to it. Unfortunately, they play a lot of the same songs. In fact, almost all of the songs are identical. I have seen a little bit of a difference mixed in here and there, and I think that may have something to do with the cast of singers that comes and goes, because some of them probably hit notes better than others. So I have noticed a song or two that does change. You shouldn't have any problem getting a spot where you can see and hear the band perform. It's pretty easy to get a good spot, even if you get there late. You got to watch it, though, because a lot of the kids, the dance moves nowadays are a lot of jumping around and foot stomping and stuff. And you could easily get your foot stomped on, so getting out of the way is a necessity sometimes. The second stage is located to the east of the main one and just north of the Hyperion Theater, and it features a really energetic dance theme, dance team, that is, that does a set routine to pre-recorded brain-thumping music. I mean, you can feel this the beat in your chest the whole time you're there. And there's also a really weird, multicolor, slinky-looking thing called Who Are You? That puts on an interpretive dance that you really got to see, because I can't describe it. It's pretty interesting, though. Now, back on the main stage, the White Rabbit DJ appears between the live band and the secondary stage performances. The DJ spins dance remixes of modern radio hits, and most of the songs, in fact all of the songs, are edited so that they're family friendly. Now, the crowd's encouraged to dance, and as I said, just watch your feet, because it's really easy to get your toes stomped on. You'll see a lot of repeat people. I've been back to see this show probably 6 or 7 times, and you see the same group of people out there all the time. And a lot of them are pretty good dancers. There's a young lady, a real attractive young lady with real long blonde hair, and she's a heck of a dancer. Now, I'll tell you, the one thing I could do without is the drinking. Because I was there this last Wednesday, as I mentioned, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and there were quite a few people that could barely stand up, let alone dance or, God forbid, drive. At $11.50 a drink, it's hard to believe they could afford to get that drunk, but either they had a large budget for entertainment or they snuck in a flask, which I'd say is probably the case. But I'll tell you, overall, the party is really, really amazingly bright, busy, and very loud. Even with the drinking, I have to recommend the Tea Party. It's a fun place to hang out for a bit. But, hey, Disney, how about changing up the music just a little bit? That really would make for a lot better show, and I think it'd bring back a lot more repeat customers. So, I've got a little bit of music for you here next. I'm going to play I Saw Her Standing There by the Mad Tea Party Band. I
Wow.
I love that version. I'll tell you, I would, on iTunes, I would buy a version of that song. Hey, Disney, want to make some money? Get some of them kids recording some music for you, because I would buy a version of that song by them on iTunes. I'd pay $1.29 for it. I, you know, maybe even a couple of bucks. Hey, okay, now here's something I have come up with by lots of internet research. It appears there are 4 Mad Hatters, 3 Alices, 2 March Hares, that's the bass player, 2 guitar players, the Dormouse, 3 keyboardists, which is the Caterpillar, 3 drummers, the Cheshire Cat, and as I mentioned, I know one of the Hatters that I've got the name for, and that's John Flanagan. As far as the costumes are concerned, the Dormouse kind of looks cool. They got hair a la Billy Idol, sort of. The March Hare, the way they've got the his hair looking like rabbit ears, which I think is pretty cool. Alice's costume. I'll tell you, I've looked on the internet trying to get enough pictures to put a picture of each one of the different ones up there, but they select people that are facially similar enough, and they do the makeup. It's really hard to get on there and pick out different people. I think I got 2 different Alices that I've got a picture of, and there's 2 definitely different looking Mad Hatters. There's one that's a little younger than the other ones, and I think he's got the best voice. But I have to say, for, you know, what do you got? What do you have here? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17 different musicians. They're all really good. There's one of the Cheshire Cats is an Asian drummer, and I think he's the best of the drummers out of all of them. Definitely puts a good beat. Okay, next up, I got another song for you from the Mad Tea Party Band.
Well, thank you so very much. Do we all know what time it is? Let me hear it. Let everybody know what time it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very, very special time of night. A time of night where we all like to come together to celebrate. That's right, it is the time of night that we like to call
tea time.
Everybody say hello to my good friend Alice.
What's up?
It wouldn't be tea time without you, my dear.
Thank you.
And I happen to know there is a very celebration something to talk about this evening. Would you like to let everybody know what that is?
Oh, well, sure, but actually, Hatter, it's a little bit more about what it isn't than what it is.
Which means?
It's my own birthday! That's right. Anybody else out there celebrating an own birthday with us tonight? All right. Very good. All right, all right.
We love our birthdays around here. And on behalf of Alice, myself, and this rockin' Mad Tea Party Band, we'd like to wish you all a very merry
birthday to you.
A
Now, that Unbirthday song that you just heard, they mixed that one up just a little bit. I've heard at least two versions of it. One of them here with Rock and Roll, and the other one with Shout by Jackie Wilson. So that is just a little different from one performance to the next. You know, I wish they would do, you know, how I was talking about them using the same music over and over. It would be nice if they would have four sets with different music in each set, and then just repeat it every night, or every, you know, the same music sets every night, but at least each set would be unique. Now, I know that would make it more expensive. I realize that. They have to pay royalties on all of these songs, and they're not cheap, I'm sure. But I think it would really be nice, and I'm going to send a little email to Stan Freeze. I happen to know his email address, so I'm going to send an email to him and just suggest that. That it would really make for a lot more return guests. So, I'm not going to give out his email address because I got it from somebody who'd get in trouble if if they found out I got it from them. But if you do a little looking around on the internet, you can find it posted someplace. So send him an email. Let him know that you'd like to see a little bit different music played. Because they're such a good band. It's a lot of fun. I can't describe how well lit it is. I mean, it's really an experience. It's like something out of going to see Kiss or something to play. You know, the music's not that good, but it's really pretty good. I mean, I think the weakest part, a couple of the Mad Hatters, the vocals don't quite hit the notes. But hey, they're pretty damn good, I gotta say, for, you know, performing at an amusement park. And, you know, as far as being able to mix up the music, you know, the royalties, they must be able to figure out a way to do it because, for instance, I'm a big fan of Scott Bruce, who's the Elvis impersonator, who performs over at Tomorrowland Terrace. During the summer, he's there, you know, at least once every couple of weeks, and he performs four unique sets. And he does not repeat songs. And it really makes for a lot more fun. So it's just, that's just my recommendation. Alrighty. Well, here, next up is a little something that you hear just pretty often on the show. You can't get away with out here in this one. Here we go.
Please remain in your car and stay seated at all times. A host or hostess will be at your car momentarily. Thank you.
I wanna go! Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night dive. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
Podcuteer, the insider's guide to the magic of Disneyland.
Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, after Disney.
As sly as a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as neat as a word, as quiet as a mouse, as big as a house. As mean as a wolf, as sharp as a tooth, as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture hanging from a fixture, strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as a plane, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale. As a tree, as scary as the sea, as hot as fire, cold as ice, sweet as sugar and everything nice, as old as time, as straight as a line, as royal as a queen, as buzzed as a bee, as stealth as a tiger, smooth as a glider, pure as a melody, pure as I wanna be.
I always liked that song. It came from the DVDs. They would play that and show some clips from Disney films. It's by a singer named Linka, who I'm not really familiar with except for this. So I'd like to mix it up out here, and that way you don't know what to expect. I like the old clips with Walt and the old commercials and stuff that you just don't hear anyplace else, you know, except for these podcasts. So I hope you don't mind me playing this stuff every once in a while, because I get a kick out of it. It keeps it live and it keeps you thinking about Disneyland and going to the parks, watching the movies, and keep Disney alive. That's why I keep feeding them all my money, because want to keep them there. So, on with the show.
Gentlemen, bats and ghouls, Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends have come together at this spookiest time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not-so-scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade!
Well, Podketeers, I'm not crazy. playing Halloween music here in late August. If you've been to Disneyland lately, you will notice that Disneyland has decided it's October. And they have all of their Halloween stuff. Well, I'm not going to say all of it. They have a lot of their Halloween stuff, especially the merchandise out. And this is the time you want to buy it. Because any of the stuff that really is super popular, it's usually long gone before October rolls around. So if you get out there and you see something you think is really cool, buy it now. Because by the time October rolls around, you may not be able to get it. Because they don't make tons and tons and tons of this stuff. So make sure that you don't miss out. Now I'm buying my Mickey's Halloween Party tickets this week. This will be the fourth year in a row that I've been to it. It's not the world's best Halloween party, but it's fun. And everybody is in the Halloween spirit. There weren't nearly as many costumes last year as there had been the first 3 years. I don't know why that was. Now, we went on a different day last year. We went on a Friday. And always in the past, I had bought the cheaper tickets. I didn't buy the premium tickets, which are the weekend, the Friday, Saturday tickets. And I believe Halloween's a premium ticket also, although I don't have the sheet in front of me to tell me that. Now, I'm going to try to dress in a different costume this year, because I've been Tweedledee for the last 3 years, so it's time to be something else. Well, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, because they're identical costumes. So. Now, and it's I was the old classic Tweedledee and Tweedledum, not the more modern ones. So, I have to decide. I'm kind of leaning towards the Mad Hatter, maybe. I'm a little on the heavy side, so I don't know how well that'll work out for someone who's a little plump. That's why Tweedledee and Tweedledum worked out so well for me. And it's a great costume. I bought it from I think it's called the Halloween Club. It's a website. And they have great costumes, great prices. Their shipping is great. I can't really say anything bad about them. I've been very pleased. Great quality costume. I know I've used the word great about 73 times there, but it's a good word to use with them. The costume was $85, and shipping was reasonable. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't anything outrageous. But it's a very good quality costume. It'll last me for years and years and years. Very well made. And I got all sorts of comments. I must have been stopped 15 times last year and asked me to take pictures with people. So it's a good costume. But I'm going to try to find something else. I looked at the March Hare, which, I don't know. And depending on the weather, if it turns out to be a warm Halloween, then that's not going to be a pleasant costume to wear. So we'll see. I'll find something interesting to be. And I'll be out there at the park. So, hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to be wearing. So if you see me out there, stop me. I'll give you a piece of candy. Maybe, if I got any left. Okay. Hey, Podcateers, on with the show. This is a long one tonight. In celebration of our 60th episode, I thought I'd give you a good solid hour or more of podcast today. Because I think you deserve it. Because last week's episode was a little choppy, so I'm trying to make it up to you this week. So, as I just said a moment ago, on with the show. She loves the moon, she loves the blue. and roll, Podketeers. Now, next up, now I know you already heard the Unbirthday song, but I played you the rock and roll Unbirthday song first. Now, next up, I'm going to play the Unbirthday song again, but this one's got the twist and shout mixed into it. So, here again is the Mad Tea Party Band with the Unbirthday song / shout. And this is a cover of a Jackie Wilson song. So, here we go.
Thank you so very much. Does everybody know what time it is? Right, it is the time of night that we like to call
tea time.
Everybody say hello to my good friend Alice.
Woo!
It wouldn't be tea time without you, my dear.
Thanks.
And I happen to know there is a very celebratious something to talk about this evening. Would you like to let everybody know what that is?
Well, sure, but actually, Hunter, it's a little bit more about what it isn't than what it is.
Which means
it's my own.
Attractions like Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the rescue. Our 50th celebration is really kicking into high gear. Come join us. And now for a limited time, everyone plays for the kids' prize. Visit Disneyland.com or call your travel agent.
Hey, this is Roger from the band Moxie. Just wanted to tell everyone to support podcasting and be sure to send them an email or write them a letter or just call them. Tell them what you think of their show and how they're doing. I mean, how cool is it that these podcasters play music because they're true music fans and they don't have any commercials? I mean, it's just awesome. So once again, thanks and keep supporting podcasting.
Well, Podketeers, because I want to give you a little more bang for your buck this week, I'm going to do something that I don't normally do, and I'm going to give you something that's non-Disney. Now, this came from the old PodSafe Music Network, which is, unfortunately, while it is still there, the music is no longer downloadable. They've let it go. But this is by a band called My Little Radio, and it's called The Beginning of the End. So, I hope you enjoy it. Podketeers, I'm going to close out our little musical show with just a little park audio I caught a couple weeks ago at California Adventure, back in those two new restaurants where Pizza Umau Mau used to be. One of these days I'm going to remember the name of them places. Probably not likely. My memory isn't what it used to be. I know the park like the back of my hand, but I can't ever remember the names of different things around the park. But anyway, they've got a little gazebo back there, and they had a nice little jazz quartet playing some music. So it's a nice soft little tune whose name I don't know. So hope you enjoyed the music, and then we'll come back to wrap up the show. Well, Podcateers, that'll do it for tonight's Podcateer. I sincerely hope you enjoyed the show. I really put a little more effort into putting it together. I had a couple days off this week and was able to spend a little bit more time doing it. And I hope it shows. I would like to thank you very much. Our listenership has gone up quite a bit. And I am doing everything in my power to put a good show out for you every week. You know, I don't advertise the show. I don't put little blurbs out on other people's podcasts. I don't hand out cards. I really don't do much of anything to promote it. The only thing that does promote the show is word of mouth, and that's how it's grown to where it is. So if you like the show and you have somebody that you think likes Disney stuff and listens to podcasts, tell them about it. You know, get us, and also, nobody's left a review. I've asked, and I've asked, and I've asked. I've even asked friends of mine to leave a review, and the only review that's out there is my own. So, come on. Leave a review if you like to. Even if you don't like it, just leave a review. At least then I know somebody's actually listening and not just downloading the show. Alrighty. Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 60. And we will be back out here next Sunday for episode 61. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, if you liked today's show and would like to hear more, look us up on iTunes and subscribe to the show. If you really liked us, please leave us a review on iTunes, as it helps attract new listeners. You can also find the show at podcateer.com. If you have some of your own audio, or want to record your own Disneyland moment for a broadcast on Podcateer, send it in, and if it is appropriate, we may include it in a future show. This show is brought to you by the fine folks at Toys Etc., your one-stop shop for all the toys your mom threw away. Looking for something special for a birthday or anniversary? Find that special person a toy from their past. If anyone can find it, it's Toys Etc. Look them up at toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.